Didn't know he was going to be there, and then got him to agree to an interview with us. So I'm obviously freaking out. I'm like, holy crap. My first interview is about to be with Faisal. So I'm like, okay. So I'm getting myself ready for this. Pierre's got the camera in front of me. Ryan's got me all set up. So we're ready to go. We got the lav mic in front. Hi, this is Wesley Chang from the Toronto Observer. I'm here with Faisal Khamisa. And instantaneously, it's Faisal.
Jonathan Chen. I'm here with my co-host and fearless team leader, Wesley Chang.
Hey, what's going on?
It's, well, Wes, this is attempt number, what, four?
Attempt number four. Yeah, that's right. It's been quite a mission to get this. This is not because we didn't like how we sounded. It's because, number one, there was a nice country band playing across the bay, across the Tampa Bay, which fed into our audio. We caught that. So we moved into this lovely, lovely Godfrey Hotel bathroom here where the audio is so beautiful that it blocks everything out. But no, and then that was number two. I guess, we only did three.
Okay, this is attempt number three.
Attempt number three because our recording device lovely decided to crap out as we're in the middle of recording. So you guys are getting the third iteration of this beautiful podcast. So thanks for sticking with us. But if you hear the stress in our voices, you'll know why that's happening, man.
Yes, please don't. It's not because of you. Not because of what happened at the game. Nothing like that. Just we're a little tired. But
as mentioned, on to the game.
On to the game. So today we're going to be doing a little recap of the game. We got back from Dunedin Stadium where me and Wesley and our team, we got to check out the Phillies and Blue Jays spring training game. This was the first spring training game for both us and the rest of our team. We had a lot of fun talking with the fans. So I think one of us talked to a player, I believe. Maybe.
I think so. Yeah, possibly. You know what?
It's possible.
I think Ryan may have. Yeah, that's right.
May have. But, it was just a great time taking in the atmosphere, seeing how everything worked, seeing all the fans having a great time. But we weren't the only ones having a lot of fun. The first thing you notice when you walk into a spring training stadium is just the sheer amount of kids there, you know, with their parents, looking so excited for baseball to start.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you, John, but I've never been to a Blue Jays game at Rogers Center 2.5 hours in advance. So we got there. That's how early we got there today. We thought we were going to be one of the first. Oh, no chance. If you looked at both the first base, third base line, I think there are 50 people lined up along the fences from both teams autograph hunting. And that was, I mean, for me, that was nuts. I've never seen that before. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, just seeing, you know, the fans' sheer excitement at, you know, catching a glimpse or even just speaking with these players for, 15 seconds, not even, or just getting their signature on a hat or a ball or what has it. But
yeah, the kids. Man, the kids was the best part about all that.
Yes, of course. Like, I mean, you see the kids, they get a high five from, you know, Teoscar Hernandez or whatever, whoever it was, and they turn around and you see such excitement on their faces going back to their parents.
Yeah, it's funny. You can, you can see how, I guess what's the term? You can see how the long-term fandom develops from kids at these young age because they have this really good childhood moment. They meet one of their heroes, or maybe not even a hero. Maybe it's it's spring training. Maybe they meet a slightly newer prospect, up-and-coming prospect. That guy becomes their guy. And that's their guy that they follow, in their adolescence, in their childhood, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, it's awesome to see that. And we actually got a firsthand glimpse at how that sort of fandom, I guess. You see how that develops.
For sure, we get to see how it develops. And then we also got to see how, the pinnacle of the fandom and autograph chasing.
Oh, yeah, pinnacle of autograph chasing, right? Oh, man, so there's a great story. So for those of you who may have seen this before, this was new to us. Ryan was the one who actually spotted this. We in the middle. So obviously the kids get the autographs first. That's usually how it goes. But then you see grown ass men. They're going and they're getting autographs as well, right? So nothing too crazy there. I think that's pretty standard. A lot of these guys are autograph hunting, or maybe they just have some favorites. But the best story was this guy decked out in full Jays gear, hat, jersey, glove, like anything you can think of. He looked like he was from Canada. I think it was like Teoscar he got.
Yeah,
Teoscar
he got autograph. Well, the lineup of Jays players that we saw along the first baseline was Teoscar Hernandez, Justin Smoke, and Bo Bichette.
Okay, so awesome. Awesome guys. They're doing the thing, you know, getting the autographs out there. So this guy gets all those autographs from, I think, all three guys.
Yes, the moment, I believe all three.
The moment all three of them turn around, head back towards the bullpen, I swear to God, not even like a split second, maybe 5 seconds at worst, this guy starts changing right there. Hat off, jersey off. He goes into his bag, completely changes his outfit, puts on the Phillies gear, puts on the Phillies hat, gets on everything he can, and then starts heading off towards the third baseline. And you can tell he's getting ready to do the same dog and pony show all the way on the other side, and he's just chasing autographs.
Yeah, I know Ryan had a talk with him. He didn't actually come off as a character in the interview. Just a normal guy says he was from both cities, but just seeing.
Uh-huh, yeah, both city guy, yeah.
Yeah, just, the dual citizenship and all that. But just, seeing, this this grown man change outfits just to go get some autographs, it was something so new, I think, for both of us.
I've never seen anything like it. That was nuts to me. So it was pretty funny to see that
just
down there.
Great story to have, really. Mm-hmm. But, well, that was all the pregame stuff, all the excitement, talking with the players. And then we get into the game. If you've never been to a spring training game, which neither of us have, it was way, way more relaxed than a regular season game. Everybody's, just talking, meeting people from, around the country, other countries, what have you. But there was a noticeable excitement change when Vladimir Guerrero Jr. came up to bat.
Oh, we got so lucky. I think a lot of the other games this year, Vladdy hasn't been playing.
Yeah, I think he's been doing every other, maybe something like that. But
I don't know if these guys knew the schedule and they mapped it out. But we definitely were we were lucky to have that as a treat, because, as you mentioned, there's a noticeable difference in the applause anytime Vladdy did anything.
Yeah, like just when they introduce his name in the pregame, like the lineups, like.
It was like literally 2x, 2x, 3x volume.
Yeah, there was, polite applause for everybody else. As soon as they announced his name, the place went nuts.
Yeah, that was awesome to see. I couldn't believe it. So, I mean, with good reason.
Good reason. Something very good, super excited about. Absolute unit, that boy, by the way. Absolute unit in person.
As many others around us said, that boy is tick.
Yes, very. Again, Vlad's a huge draw. As you said, maybe people have mapped it out, which is why the stadium is actually a lot more full than I expected it to be.
I couldn't believe it, man. I didn't know that about spring training.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be. It looked like a sellout crowd, and it was.
I think it was.
Beautiful day. A little chilly by Florida standards, but it was a nice day.
Let's be real. We're Canadians. We don't have any right to complain.
I mean.
It was great.
It was great. It was good. Great.
Yeah, that people came from. I mean, who did we meet? We met people from Manitoba, Alberta, Nova Scotia, and I think there anywhere else?
Niagara Falls.
Yeah, Niagara Falls. So you got all these people who are obviously from across the country. It's cool. I didn't know that. I didn't know that many people congregate down here in Florida, take in the sun, but also do this as part of their trip. We met many people. I think people have done it for 15 years, 20 years. Some were first timers, but you can tell everybody was really excited to get away from, the winter that's kind of biting at everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I spoke to one family of six that came down together for the first time, as a family, just to watch this game.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it was just something
that's really cool.
They brought, a 4-year-old, a 6-year-old, and it was just awesome to see them all together. Like, they're all wearing matching jerseys. It was just awesome. Just the amount of crowds you see and the dedication these people have to coming in and seeing, their players, it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of first-timers we saw there too. And it was cool for us too. Let's keep it real, right? This wasn't our only first. You and I, specifically you and I, this wasn't our only first. We've been down there for spring training for the first time together. That was great. But for the listeners out there, I don't know if you guys know, this is the first time John and I have both actually ever worked the field. So this was...
Yeah, this was a brand new experience for both of us.
Yeah, honestly, man, if you don't mind, talk about it, man. How are your nerves out there when you're like chasing people down for interviews, trying to get photos, trying not to get in trouble with security? Like, how did all that feel, man? What was the feeling you had?
It was a lot of fun, like a little nerve-wracking at the same time, but it was a lot of fun. Taking the photos, honestly, because like we said before, everybody was super excited just to be there. And then if you're taking their photo, most people more than happy to, like, you know, throw some extra poses in there, tell you where they're from. They're more than happy to chat. It was great. Going up to people and asking them to take their photo was something a little bit new for me. I've never been, you know, a photography guy.
That was weird for me too, man.
And asking people to, like, pose and, like, you know, turn your head slightly this way. It was a little bit new, but it was fun because everybody was willing. Everybody was having a great time with it.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys know out there, but, you know, John and I both took pretty big career pivots, you know, in our life here to, you know, chase what I guess essentially this is our dream.
Yeah.
Now that you've had kind of, you've gotten your feet wet, you know, was it honestly what you expected? Was there anything that really caught you off guard?
I don't know. Nothing that caught me off guard. I think it was just more the, I guess, how relaxed it kind of was. And, like, you know, because they're fans and, you know, they're excited to, you know, be, you know, in the piece we write or the videos we shoot, you know, they're just excited to be there. And anything that we do, unless we do something obviously wrong, is kind of like,
yeah,
you know, it's... We're the ones in charge, right? So there's not really any reason to be to be nervous. Yeah. That's kind of something I'm realizing. I'm typically a nervous person, so I'm gonna be listening.
You too, man. You know that.
But, you know, it was great time, and I learned a lot. And
yeah, well, both of us.
Nice change of city in the office at Good Life.
There you go. Yeah, for me too. Yeah, I'm no longer sitting in the, well, I won't call it 9 to 5, but the cubicle life for sure. Yeah, talking about nerves, actually. Yo, do you remember earlier? Okay, so listeners, I'm going to open up and tell you about how brutal of a first day I had as well, okay? So if you guys...
It wasn't that bad.
Wasn't that bad, but it's one of those nice, like, hair on my chest moments, all right? So I have never done any on-camera interviews, let alone just regular interviews with any fans as a journalist before. So this is the first time I've gone through this. So John also saw and heard this happen. So by chance, we actually caught Faisal Kamisa out there, the Sportsnet anchor. He was there taking in the sights as a fan. He wasn't there working at all. He was there with his crew, and they're just hanging out. So just in the spur of the moment, I tracked him. I saw him by chance, introduced myself, didn't know he was going to be there, and then got him to agree to an interview with us. So I'm obviously freaking out. I'm like, holy crap. My first interview is about to be with Faisal. So I'm like, okay. So I'm getting myself ready for this. Pierre's got the camera in front of me. Ryan's got me all set up. So we're ready to go. We got the lav mic in front. Hi, this is Wesley Chang from the Toronto Observer. I'm here with Faisal Kamisa. And instantaneously, it's Faisal.
The look on your face, you're like just stricken. You couldn't move. You froze.
My first interview, man. My first interview ever in the industry, and that happened. So that was that was a nice initiation, a welcome into the field. So you talk about, you know, firsts that we experienced today. Oh man, dude, I'd love to see the playback on that and see how red my face was. Because, man, I was dying on the inside. Let's keep it real, man. That was really rough.
I mean, it was a nice way to break the ice for the rest of us. I don't know about Faisal, but...
You're welcome. You're welcome, guys. Yeah.
You seemed okay with it.
You know, he's a professional. He knows how it goes. Josh was nice enough to also, you know, shout him out on Twitter to give me a chance to apologize. So that was pretty funny. But, I feel you, man. This is a day of first, an experience of first for us. Yeah, I don't know. Did you honestly feel in your element out there? Like, what do you hope what do you hope to work on in future opportunities doing stuff like this?
I mean, something like this was just awesome, right? Like, if I can continue working on the field with the fans, with the players, that's just something, like, you're in the middle of it. And everything that everybody gets to experience there, you're there.
Yeah.
And that's, I guess, for me anyways, that's why I'm in this field.
Yep. No, yeah, we talked about that. Same for sure. I mean, talking about engaging with players, it was also, like you said, you're the baseball guy in this room. It was nice to watch the young guys for the first time, you know, Vlad, Kavon and Alfred. Yeah, I mean, how's this? Less about us. Tell us a little bit more. What happened in the game? What did you see out there?
Okay, well, in terms of the young guys or just in terms of the game?
I don't know, just guys that kind of stood out, I guess.
Well, on the positive side, Anthony Alford, he's been a prospect with the Jays for a while.
Forever.
Yeah, he had a great game. He hit a home run in his first at bat.
Yes.
I think he went 2-for-2, had a couple RBIs or a couple runs. He had a great game. Vlad, by comparison, had a disappointing one. I know everybody was there to see him. The Jays actually left him in for most of the game. He ended up with 4 at-bats. Got the one hit, and the size of disappointment when he grounded out and had the fly out, it was the you can feel the air rushing out of the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
When just everybody was so disappointed that he didn't knock it into the parking lot.
You know what was nuts? On that at-bat where his fly ball hit the wall or got to the wall, that wasn't good contact.
He, like, 30% contact with that thing.
And that thing almost sailed out. So that's got me really excited to see what he can do.
Oh, if that left the park, the place would have went nuts.
Like,
absolutely crazy.
Everybody wanted that. So, I mean, it was good to see that. And it was also good to see Kavon also hit his dinger as well. So the future is bright.
The future is bright for
the Jays. And I think you can feel it in the audience. All the fans, you can tell they're just excited to see the development of some of these young guys and to see what's coming up in the future.
Yeah, I mean, just the sheer amount of Vladdy jerseys in the crowd, considering he's never played an MLB game.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, overall, just heading out to Dunedin Stadium, talking with the fans, seeing the players, getting to interview Faisal. Faisal, just a great experience all around. It was really great to have to grind through it, to know how much work actually goes into this.
Yeah, man.
It really gives us a new appreciation for what everybody
100%.
Else does.
I think we shout out to all the people who've done this before as our first experience through it. This was a pretty heavy initiation.
Yeah. And just, you know, great to do our first podcast together. Just the ordeal. The pure ordeal that we've had to go through to do this, just worth it.
It's a story. It's a story we'll get to look back on.
It's a good story. You know, again, it was a really nice series of firsts for all of us and the rest of the team. Well, I hope that, you know, everybody enjoyed listening to us. We thank you for listening to us. Really hope you stuck through the whole thing. If you have any feedback for either of us, you have any questions about the experience at spring training, you can find me on Twitter, again, Jonathan at jchan_811. Give me questions, give me feedback, whatever you want to talk about baseball, I'll be there. Wes,
awesome.
Where can we find you?
I'm at Chang Wesley, ChengWesley.
Perfect. Again, guys, hit us up. If you have any questions, let us know. Again, we thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.